Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Lawana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Lawana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Lawana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Lawana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from San Diego, California. God richly bless you. God richly bless you. Awesome, awesome is our God. Don't you dare touch that channel. Don't you go nowhere. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Hallelujah. Hey, and you stop speeding. What does that speed say? Quit driving so fast out there. Now, come on. I'm talking to you. I'm trying to save you from getting a ticket. Hello. Well, I am so excited. All that God is doing. I want to talk to you today about real love. How many have you heard today? Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I just really love you, darling. Well, you know, I've been in church for a long time. I was an evangelist for about 13 years, traveled around the world by God's wonderful grace, preached the wonderful gospel in Australia, mate, went all the way into Sydney, Australia, all the way up to the Blue Mountains, up to where the Aborigines, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and sharing God's word. And I've seen a lot of things. I had the wonderful privilege. I flew into Korea, 안녕하세요, 감사합니다, preached the word of God, and lived in Korea for about a year and traveled back and forth for about 13 years. And I had the wonderful privilege of flying into Germany. Wir haben Hunger. Yes, you know, going into Germany and preaching in Frankfurt. And I can't even remember all the different places. Some of them I can't pronounce. But preaching the gospel and sharing the word of God. And then I went into London, England, mate, and I preached the gospel in London. Would you like a spot of tea and a crumpet? I'm thinking, what is a spot of tea? Would you like a spot of tea? I'm thinking, what is a spot of tea? They meant a pot of tea. I just didn't understand it. And a crumpet is a cracker. And I said, oh, how about a cup of coffee? Coffee? You want coffee in the afternoon? You're so American. We have a spot of tea in the afternoon with a crumpet. Well, why did I say that I've traveled all around? I've seen so many people broken and hurt, even in the church. So I want to talk to you today about real love. You know, you see so many people today say, you know, I love you. And those words that just roll off their tongue like flowing water down the river. And yet so many today really don't know what real love means. I know everybody looks at social media. Hollywood paints such a rotten, terrible picture of what they call love, but it's really nothing but a twisted and a sick, perverted version. And it's distorted so many of the minds of so many young and old people today. You see, love is not a sleazy moment in the back seat. Are you listening to me? That's a romp in the back seat. You know what? That's not love. No, that's lust and perversion. Can I tell you, love's not a one-night stand. It's not jumping from one bed to another. So many teens today have a wrong idea of real love. That's why we have so many teen pregnancies today. This is why you have massive groups lining up asking for the right to abort a baby. Why? Because of the perversion and the painted picture of what they call love, which is just nothing but lust and perversion. And now a young girl finds herself pregnant. But I just wanted the pleasure. I didn't want to have a baby. So then they line up with a massive group trying to get their rights to abort a baby. Well, if you've had an abortion before you got saved, there's no condemnation here. But if you had an abortion before you got saved, you should be the loudest one speaking on behalf of that baby. because God has forgiven you. You're forgiven. If you've come to an altar and you repented and God has forgiven you, then you should stand strong against the lies of abortion. But that's why we have so many people fighting now for abortion, and those numbers keep piling up. Do you realize how many babies have been aborted? 70 million babies have been aborted. Do you understand the blood of those babies that cry up from the earth to heaven? Do you understand that God sees that? Did you know that in the Old Testament in Isaiah, it says the blood of the innocent shall cry up before God? Don't tell me that God does not see. Even many married couples today, they've even lost the understanding of real love. This is why divorces are just as high, not only in the world, but also in the church. What happened? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. And now that you ask, let me give you the answer. Well, hold on there. Well, I think so many have fallen away from what God's word really says. Many go to church. They have a ritual. They go in there. They clock in. They clock out. They look at their watch. Oh, the game's about to start. I hope it's not going to be long-winded today. And they don't even really have an experience with the true love of Jesus. Many have a form of godliness, but they deny Jesus' power. They deny the truth. They deny the word. And so how in the world can you love if you don't know who Jesus is? Jesus is love. And when let me tell you what God's word says. It's so powerful. Let me tell you what Jesus says about love. In 1 Corinthians, so many people, oh yeah, I love you. Well, let's see. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, reading in verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I've become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Let me stop there. Do you understand? God don't care how much you speak in tongues, how loud you speak in tongues, and how much you dance around in church and shout hallelujah. If you don't have love, let me tell you what you sound like. All right, let me do it from a mama's example. My son at the age of 11 said, Mom, I want some drums, Mom. I want to learn how to play the drums. So Christmas was coming and I thought, okay, I love music. Let me go get him some drums. My daughter at that time was already a vocalist. So I thought, okay, let me go get him some drums. So I went and got him a drum set. And of course, I didn't think it ahead of time. So we set it up in the front room. Lord have mercy. Do you know what an 11-year-old sounds like on the drums that has never played the drums before? Guess what? Boom, 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 boom. Well, you know what God says in his word? That no matter how much you speak in tongues and no matter how you lift your hands and you shout hallelujah, but you don't really have his true love, you become like a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. After a while, I told my son, hey, Sam, you know what? I'm really so proud of you for wanting to play drums. But you know what? I think what we should do, let's take those drums and go put them in the garage. I said, I'll set you up your own studio. And he goes, really? The truth was, he was driving me bananas. I had to get him out of the house. So I said, yeah. So we went out to the garage and we moved everything out of the way. Put up little sound boards here, what do you call that, styrofoam or whatever, on the walls. And there you go, Sam, you got your own studio. Now you can play all you want. Oh, thanks, Mom. I said, you know what, here's a little stereo. You know, here's for your Christian music, and you can play the drums, and oh, cool. Oh, by the way, I got you some headphones. Oh, nice. So I got him some headphones, and I'm telling you what, I could hear him clearing the house. I'm so glad I got him in the garage. Do you understand what God is saying? He's saying the exact same thing. I don't care how much you speak in tongues. I don't care how much you can lift your hands and you can shout hallelujah and you can dance around and you can wiggle your feet and you can eat hallelujah. hallelujah, bless God, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And you can shout and scream and holler and do all of that. But if you don't have love, you know what? You sound like a noisy drummer that don't know how to play. That's how God hears that. He said, and though I have the gift of prophecy, do you understand? Oh, I have a gift of prophecy. I can prophesy. And yes, I give you a word of knowledge. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. Do you understand what Jesus is saying there? He's not impressed with religious rituals. He's not impressed by you tooting your own horn. He's not impressed. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Now, this one's a really good one. How many people do you see today on Facebook? All right, take the camera. I'm going down to the homeless. Yeah, I'm going to give somebody $100. Make sure you film it correctly. And there they are patting their own self on their own back. They don't even realize. I mean, Jesus said, if you're going to give, give. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is given. But here they are. Wait, get the right angle. Make sure the light's on. Get the right camera. You're standing in the wrong place. Got to see me giving him the money. Well, what's the real truth there? Maybe it's not real love. Maybe that's self-exaltation. Can I tell you a secret? Why don't you take that homeless in? Why don't you make him a disciple? If you're willing to give him $100, why don't you give him a room? Hello? You know, when I first got saved, I remember being at church. I'd only been not even a year, I don't think. And a single mom, two kids. My husband had been killed. I had my own place. And I remember, my kids were really small at that time, so I'm lifting up one, carrying them out to the car. It was a Sunday evening service. And a young girl was being thrown out of her house. She had gotten saved. And her mother said, "We are Catholics, and how dare you?" And anyway, she was pitching a fit and told her, "Get your junk and get out of here." And it's because she said, "Mom, I'm a Christian. I love you. Jesus is so awesome. Mom, you need Jesus." Her mother flipped totally out and threw her out. It was cold of winter, and there was probably about 8 to 12 inches of snow out there. And she's talking at the pulpit with the pastor, and I'm trying to get my kids stuff. Everybody was leaving. And of course, I'm like the last one to leave church. And I'm grabbing my kids' color books and this and that and putting them in the bag, and I'm carrying that to the car. And then I come back and I get my son, put him in the car, I get my daughter, put him in the car. And on my way out the door, the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart and says, because she's crying, the girl's crying, "I don't know what I'm going to do. My mom kicked me out of Tacoma. I don't know what to do." And I'm trying not to eavesdrop, but my ears are like big, and I'm hearing her crying. I'm thinking, man, what's going on with that girl? Chill out. And all of a sudden I hear, "She threw me out, and I don't know what I'm going to do. All my stuff is in the car, and I didn't, just because I became a Christian." And so I'm walking, I'm carrying my first kiddo out. Then I come back, and she doesn't stop. She's still crying. I'm getting my son now, and I'm taking him out, and I get almost to the door, and the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart and says, "Take her in." And I turned around and I looked. I said, "No, I'm not going to take her in. I don't even know her." You know, in my mind, I thought that. No, I'm not taking her in. Besides, I'm picky. My house, I fold my towels a certain way. My shoes are a certain way. This and that. I'm thinking about myself. Selfish. And then the Holy Spirit tells me again, "Take her in." And I remember, and last words I heard the pastor say, "Well, listen, Serena, I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're going to figure out something for you, okay?" And I turned around and said, "Well, she can stay with me for tonight until you figure it out. I have an extra room. I'll set it up for her." And the pastor walks up to me. He says, "Oh, thank you so much, Luana. Thank you so much." And I looked at her and I'm thinking, "Okay, follow me." She goes, "Oh, thank you." She puts her arms around me, tries to hug me. It's like, all right, that's enough. Get your arms off me. It's okay. You have to remember, I was very much of an introvert when I got saved. So when you're hearing me preach on radio, you have to remember, I couldn't even speak when I got saved. I was very insecure. I always thought I was stupid. I always thought I was dumb. I always thought I was ugly. I always thought, you know, I'm stupid. I can't talk. You know, that's the way I felt. So here she is, and I had my walls built up all around me, and so here she is trying to give me a hug. It's like, okay, forget it. Don't hug me. All right, you can move in, but yikes, get out of my space. So anyway, she comes into my home, and she not stayed one day. She ended up staying 2 days, a month, a year, 2 years. Guess what? Suddenly, I have a women's home. Suddenly, I have 18 women living in my home, and I have 5 children, 2 of them my own and 3 from other people. And suddenly, I realized this has become a woman's home, and I'm thinking, what am I doing in this woman's home? Oh, my gosh. But you know what? It was the best time ever, because what a joy. I remember us sitting around in the fireplace. I had an old Victorian house. It was amazing. It was 3 stories. It was an 1898 old Victorian, and it had an attic, and then it had a second floor, then it had the first floor. So we were able to convert some of those areas into bedrooms. And one of the rooms was so big that we were able to put 6 women in one room. That's how big the rooms were. So it was so awesome. But you know what? The cold of winter, we'd get popcorn, and we'd all share our testimonies, and we'd be all bundled up in our pajamas and blankets and around the fireplace, and we're just praying, and we're talking about Jesus. And people are sharing their stories. And, you know, it's easy to say that you love, but I'm telling you what God did in that women's home. God changed me. I didn't realize how stinking, rotten, selfish I was. You know, my dishes were more important. Don't break my dishes. Don't do that. No, 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 no. You know, God said, what are you going to do? You're going to love the people more than your dishes? You know, because I had old antique dishes. And God was saying, what's more important? I understood the scripture very well. Do not build up your treasures on earth where moth and rust and thieves can come break in and steal and break. I just added that one. And can I tell you that people are more important? So when you read this portion of scripture, you know, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. You know, I remember in that women's home, I remember us having 18 women. We didn't have a room for any more, and we were packed. We were packed. And I remember some girl from the church came up to me. She said, excuse me, Luana, we have a young lady, and you know what? I can't take her in. And she goes, but you know what? You can take her in. And can you please take her in? I said, you know what? I'm pretty packed. She goes, you got to take her in. I said, well, you have a pretty good sized house. Don't you have room? Yes, but I have my own kids and my husband. I looked at her. I said, oh, I see. You won't take her in. You have plenty of room, but you want me to take her in. I said, you know what? I'll take her in. Because you know what? You don't deserve to have her. I said, bring her to the house. And you know what? By that, we ended up opening up our first women's home, our second women's home, our third women's home, and 2 men's homes. Our goal now, we have built out by the grace of God. We're not done building our prayer mountain, but I'm looking, Lord be willing, on another piece of land, and I want to build an awesome men and women's home. Why? Because you know what? You got to make disciples. And I'm sorry, Pastor Jill, who's sitting with me in the studio today, came into my first women's home. She was in the Army. She was just a little bit over 18. She was a medic in the Army. She joined the Army because both of her parents were alcoholics, and she wanted to escape from her home. So she joined the Army. She ended up at Fort Carson, Colorado. We ended up witnessing out at the military base. Us girls went to the military base to witness to the young soldiers. And later on, Pastor Jill, who's now a pastor, she wasn't a pastor then, her nickname used to be Stoner. Hello, did that give you a hint? Stoner, she was a rebel. She was wearing holy pants before holy pants were even in style. And so she ended up coming to church, and then she heard about our home, and she came out to me and she said, you know, I'm in the Army. I'm really struggling, and I want to make it for God, but I keep going back out, and I keep drinking, and I need help. And I said, okay, well, you know what? I do have room. You can come on in. These are the rules, blah, 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 blah. She said, you know what? I don't care. I'll be there. You know, 40 years, she's never left. 40 years. And now she's an assistant pastor. We have labored by the grace of God. Our other young lady who came in the women home, she's up at the women, up at the prayer mountain now. She's been with me as well for, actually Pastor Joe's been with me for 42 years because she came in a year after. Beverly's been with me 40 years and she was in our second women's home. Can I tell you, there is such a need. You know, you can tell me that you love somebody, but until you prove it, that's a different story. And though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long. It is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Love does not seek its own. Love is not provoked. Love does not think evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails. So I want you to know today, you are loved. This is why I'm on the radio, because God sent me to tell you that you are loved and you're important to God. And some of you are selfish. I love you, but I'm telling you the truth. You got to stop and think about our life is but a vapor. Our life is here for one moment on this earth. Within the last 3 weeks, three amazing pastor friends of mine have gone to be with Jesus. And you know what? The only thing that's going to count is what we do for eternity. What are you investing in? I want to encourage you. You know what? This is a listener-supported program. You know what? I'm doing this by faith. I'm believing God to open up the whole entire United States of America to preach the gospel. Because this gospel needs to be preached in its entirety. I'm not here to candy coat. I'm not here to tell you how wonderful and how great you are. I'm here to get you into heaven. I'm here to see God do a great work in your life. Do me a favor. Log on to our website at touchfromabove.org. Help me to purchase that land and to open up another women's home and a men's home. Let's make disciples. Let's get some of those young and old people off the streets. I'm not talking about this program, homeless program, where the Bible's not. Did you know that the county and did you know the government will not support you if you have the Bible? But I have had these women's homes by faith. Guess what? With the Bible, because that's the only true discipleship is with God's word. So I want to encourage you. We're a listener-supported program. So help support this ministry. Help support this ministry. Log on, give at atouchfromabove.org. A monthly gift, just something. If everybody did something, can you imagine? If 100,000 people gave a dollar, do you realize I'd be able to purchase the land and have everything ready for all the men and women? Do you realize that? Your gift, whether large or small, is important. Let's preach the gospel across the entire United States of America. Let's have revival together. Let's love Jesus his way, and let's love people Jesus' way. You are important, and God loves you. Yes, indeed, you are valuable for his kingdom. I thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget to come up to the Prayer Mountain for a Sunday morning service. Every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., we have a church service. It'd be so awesome to see you. I'd love to meet you. Come on out. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67. Don't forget, every June we have a conference. It's a free conference. Log on to our website and come up to that conference. It's called Mountain Moving Faith. And I'm going to be sharing for 3 days about how God can move in your life. Every single June, we have a conference. And I'm telling people come from Arizona, from different areas, Colorado, Arizona, and surrounding areas. I would love for you to come up to that conference. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and a Sunday. Log on to our website, touchfromabove.org. You are important. I love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged, not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God. Oh.